Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 23rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 19 years ago, today in 2005. The first YouTube video ever, Me at the Zoo, was uploaded by co-founder Jawed Parimz. Approximately 1 year later, the site had some 100 million videos. Today, there are over 14 billion videos on YouTube. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect southwest swell to stick around Tuesday with similar size to Monday. South County, San Diego could see stronger southerly wind early, laying down late morning before trending to moderate westerly onshore flow in the afternoon. A refresh of south-southwest swell is expected midweek with similar size but a more southerly approach angle, limiting size for much of San Diego. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking fair at 2 to 4 feet until noon. After that, it's looking blown out until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming tide when the south swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 4 feet at 10 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide at 3 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:24 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:08. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 62 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Looking ahead in the weather. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 61 degrees and westerly wind increasing throughout the day. A slight chance of showers arise overnight. Thursday and Friday will be mostly cloudy with highs around 61 and a slight chance of showers each morning. Friday afternoon,
bonjour,
will be partly
food enthusiasts.
Sunny. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Encinitas has issued $6 million in lease revenue bonds to fund the acquisition of the 1.5 acres at Surfers Point in Leucadia, preserving it as open space. The funds will reimburse the city's contingency reserves and contribute to open space acquisition funds. With a 4.5% interest rate over 30 years, the annual debt service is about $350,000. The lease revenue bonds do not involve leasing the land, but are part of a lease agreement with the Encinitas Public Financing Authority to facilitate bond repayment. This method was similarly used for the Pacific View School purchase in 2014. Now on to sports. The Denver Broncos' acquisition of Zach Wilson from the New York Jets offers a strategic safeguard in their quarterback roster, especially after releasing Russell Wilson. This low-cost trade provides the Broncos with additional flexibility, especially if the draft doesn't favor them with top quarterback prospects. Despite his mixed performance with the Jets, Zach Wilson's arrival allows the Broncos to consider other positions of need with their 12th pick in the draft. This move underscores a cautious approach to rebuilding their QB lineup, hinting they might not target a quarterback in the first round unless the perfect fit emerges. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Rockies 3-1. And the Lakers on the road in Game 2 of Round 1 lost another one to the Nuggets, 101-99. They are now down 2-0. In Game 1 of Round 1 of the NHL playoffs, the Kings on the road lost to the Oilers, 7-4. Tonight, the Padres remain on the road in Colorado to take on the Rockies. And the Clippers are at home in Game 2, taking on the Mavericks. In top news, recent research has revealed that Uranus and Neptune, previously thought to be primarily composed of water ice, may contain significantly more methane ice than expected. This finding challenges the conventional understanding of these distant ice giants' makeup. Scientists from the Technion Israel Institute of Technology suggest that interactions between organic-rich planetesimals and the planet's hydrogen-helium atmospheres under high temperatures and pressures during early planetary development could produce a substantial methane ice layer. This layer could constitute up to 10% of the planet's masses, altering our view of their composition and formation. This hypothesis is based on thousands of computer simulations modeling the interiors of Uranus and Neptune, pointing to a need for a dedicated space mission to verify these findings. In business news, following Bitcoin's successful halving event, cryptocurrency-related stocks, including MicroStrategy and Coinbase, experienced substantial gains. MicroStrategy stock jumped over 12%, bolstered by its significant Bitcoin holdings and anticipation of further acquisitions. Coinbase's shares also rose over 5%, driven by the growth of USD Coin, a stablecoin it co-developed, which has seen its market cap increase to $34 billion. Additionally, stocks of mining companies like Riot Platform and Hut 8 Corporation soared, reflecting the positive market response to the halving, which typically reduces the reward for mining new blocks, thereby decreasing the rate at which new Bitcoins are generated. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $67,000. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Solana is $157. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have unearthed evidence of ancient human habitation within a lava tube in Saudi Arabia, showcasing our ancestors' adaptability. The Umm Jersin lava tube, which stretches nearly a mile, served as a refuge from the harsh desert conditions, offering a cooler environment for its occupants. This site, which dates back at least 7,000 years, contained human and animal bones, stone tools, and even a piece of pottery, indicating intermittent use possibly linked to pastoral migration routes. This discovery at Umm Jersin not only highlights a unique form of ancient dwelling, but also contributes to our understanding of human migration and settlement patterns in the Arabian Peninsula. And in entertainment news, the latest Deadpool and Wolverine trailer showcases a downtrodden Logan grappling with rejection and malfunctioning claws. Interrupted by Deadpool, recruiting him for a multiversal mission hinted at in previous teasers. This mission appears linked to potential universe-ending threats, possibly connected to secret wars. The trailer introduces Cassandra Nova as a significant adversary with a plot revolving around the survival and legacy of these characters within the multiverse. The mix of humor, action, and existential stakes sets the stage for a dynamic exploration of their challenges. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the founder of YouTube. And here it is, the first ever YouTube video.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And the cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.